We don't know now. You do know Guns of the Gun Show live from Madison Square Garden, the greatest thing in the world to see that never ever sleeps. 9.2 million listeners for the month of May, all because of you, full body, full heartly, full solely appreciative of all of you out there. Everyone stop what they're doing, stop, focus, pay attention. The man, the myth, the legend, especially in this shady ass business we call the music industry, has joined the Gun Show right now. It's a pretty good intro. His name is Alex from the band All Time Low. Hello.
Hey, what's up, dude? You got everybody's hopes up. Now I'm not that cool.
Yeah, it's all downhill from now. So
they were all probably thinking like Justin Bieber or some shit. Now it's like what a letdown.
At least you're nice to the pops, to the paparazzi though. So yeah, how are you, man?
I'm good, dude. I'm good. Just enjoying the last couple days we have at home before the craziness that is Warped Tour.
Yeah, you really outdid yourselves this time by getting on this Warped Tour of all Warped Tours, dude.
I'm psyched, man. It's a sick lineup. It's going to be, like, I'm a bigger fan of all the bands than I am of, like, even, you know, I'm just stoked to be a part of it.
Right, dude. I mean, it does not suck being able to see bands like Yellow Card, The Used, Taking Back Sunday, everybody you could possibly imagine, and more, you know, for 52 dates.
Yeah, it's a sick lineup.
Yeah, dude, it's definitely balling. It's twitter.com/AlexAllTimeLow, because that is your name. It's been kind of crazy for you the last week or so. I've been hitting up all, normally I don't really bother with message boards, but I've been hitting up all the message boards, especially absolutepunk.net ones, because you guys just released a song that is more balling than not balling, dude.
Thank you so much, man. I really appreciate that. Yeah, we posted the song on the 1st.
Yeah.
it's been awesome. The reaction's been sick. You know, We wanted to get something new out for the Warped Tour, and obviously we announced that we are no longer with Interscope Records.
Right.
So it's been a crazy week seeing everything come together, and it's, you know, we're excited for the future now.
You guys cock-teased us pretty good too, by the way, with all like the subtle hints or subtle. I don't know why there's a B in the word subtle if you don't say the B.
Subtle. Yeah, you have to say it.
Yeah,
yeah. Start saying it.
Yeah, exactly. Like salmon.
No, the silent letters get no love. I'm saying we start pronouncing them.
All right, perfect. Learn it right now, the Gun Show. But the Reckless and the Brave, and you guys were doing, you know, kind of hinting up to it, and then just, you know, the explosion. And I thought you guys did a really good job with that. And the song itself, dude, is I keep telling everybody, I love the solo at the end, like, long live us, and then he goes into the guitar, as well as Ryan's drums are killer in it, dude, and the different timing changes.
Ryan killed it on this record. He played the shit out of it.
It's like he went back to school or something, music school, and learned, like, how to enhance his drums that much better, dude.
Yeah, we definitely, like, we went into this one, like, definitely wanting to kind of keep it real bombastic and real, real hard-hitting and whatnot, and that, you know, in this kind of music, it really starts with drums, so... We definitely pushed him to his limit for sure.
Right before he busted. Perfect. Listen, now I guess you brought up Interscope first. I wasn't even going to touch on it. I don't really, you know, there's already been all the stories and everything out there. I was wondering when it was finally going to get dropped that you guys were, no longer on there. But just do you feel happier? Or for people that don't know, you guys sat on fucking Dirty Work forever, and I was frustrated just from a fan standpoint, you know, maybe a little bit of a friendship here and there, but like I was upset because it's like, come on already. I can only imagine what you guys were thinking just trying to get it out, and then it comes out, and then, you know, and yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's a tough thing. I don't want to badmouth anybody over there, because they were all for what, you know, for what they did, they were all really rad, and people were really behind it. It was a lot of bad timing in a lot of ways. Like, you know how it's kind of happening with all major labels at the moment, but it was just one of those textbook situations where, you know, we signed, we had the record done, and then, you know, one thing led to another, and first they had to gear up for, like, a Gaga release, so we got pushed back, and then they went through, like, a whole firing and restaffing moment, so we didn't want to release without a team behind it, so it got pushed back again. It was a really frustrating moment for us, but... You know, it happens, and it was completely out of our control, which was unfortunate, because, you know, I think that was a solid record, and it definitely lost a bit of steam because of all the stuff that Interscope as a label was going through.
Right.
So it was a bummer, but, you know, like, you live and you learn, and it's one of those things, like, I don't think it affected us in a way that is really going to drag us down too much. You know, it's really just kind of, we learned we learn what we like, we learn what we don't like, and we know what to avoid now.
Yeah, it's still not, it's not like you didn't sell out almost every show you guys played last year anyway on that record, you know, especially the dirt.
it was still a good year, yeah.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, so you got that going for you. It's not like you did not tour with effing Yellow Card with their comeback tour, you know?
that was so much fun, man.
Yeah, so, I mean, so that, I always bring this up when I'm speaking with people or, you know, just talking about just albums in general. Jimmy Eat World recorded Bleed American without a record, and then they were able to shop that, and that's arguably, well, besides Clarity, probably their best, one of their best albums. Do you feel that with this new album, like, being able to not have people overreaching you and being able to having to, you know, rewrite songs 8 times just so somebody out there, this name in an email agrees with it, even though you might not even know who this person is, but
dude,
they have
for
to...
Sure, man. It's definitely a relief, you know? Like, it's such a different experience this time around. I mean, when we were on Hopeless Records, that's pretty much what we were used to, you know? Like, they would definitely chime in, you know, at certain points in the process, but it was always just to check up on how the process was going. It was never to interject or to push us in a direction or to try and, you know, be like, you know, this is what you should do. This is, you know, less of this, more of this.
Right.
None of that. It was really, you know, it was always like that in the past. And so it was a pretty dramatic change when we were on Interscope and had a lot of people telling us, you know, well, this is what's working, this is where you should go with it, like, we need a game changer. Just the cheesy shit that you always hear
right.
about. And
that you were warned about, and you knew, like, you know, the music industry, we are warned about all that stuff, and then, you know, but then it actually happens, and it's like, shit.
You can never be prepared for it,
yeah.
Honestly. Like, they tell you about it a million times, but until it's happened to you, I don't think you'll ever learn.
Right.
It's just one of those things, but, that being said, yeah, this new process was really, really cool. And, you know, we didn't even have we were unsigned starting in December when we really, like, right before we started writing for the new album.
Right.
So we had been unsigned. We knew that we were unsigned for a little while before we announced it.
Right.
And so, yeah, it was, you know, working on the songs and working on the record, even when we started tracking, it was so good because, you know, it was completely 100% us. You know, it was us and Mike Green and... I think, you know, the only other outside opinions that we had were like our crew, you know, and our manager.
Right.
And so it was kind of cool to just have homies being the ones chiming in and being like, "Yo, that's sick. That's, you know, that yeah. sucks." So it was like it was nice to bounce ideas off of good people and people that actually genuinely care about us
right.
as a band and as folks. So yeah, it was good. There's a real family vibe on this record, and I think. That's important for sure.
You're damn right. We're speaking here with Alex Alltime Low. Twitter.com says Alex Alltime Low. What's the status of the rest of the album? Is it mixed and mastered, or did you just do Reckless and the Brave first just to get it out there?
We are done with the record, so it's being mixed over the next couple weeks by Neil Avron.
Not too shabby there. Hell yeah,
he's
dude.
He's a badass, man.
Hell yeah.
He's been doing like Aerosmith's record or some shit. So he's an amazing dude for making time for us and for squeezing us in because I know he has a crazy busy schedule. So yeah, he's gonna be making the record sound amazing. And he dropped everything and mixed Reckless and the Brave for us last minute just so we could get something out before Warped Tour. Mm-hmm. And we just felt like that track kind of sums up the album in a really good way and kind of sets up the album in a really good way. So it's definitely the first thing we wanted people to hear.
Now, we'll talk about the tone. You know, this is, if you haven't really done too much press for, you know, the song just came out and plus you're getting geared up for Warped. So you'll be asked all these questions on Warped. So why not answer them first with me? Because,
exactly.
Yes, because, you know, because I love you, literally and literally and figuratively. Overall tone in the album, is it F you to the world, aggressive, you know, just whatever? I mean, the music sound, from what you say, the music sounds like it's going to be, you know, I've heard Back to the Roots or just like, you'll never be what you guys once were back then because you guys have progressed with life as well as you guys, you know, are better musicians to an extent than you were, you know, 8 years ago when you guys first started. So
absolutely, man, you get it. It's exactly like you said. It's for sure a progression, but, you know, there are elements of what we used to do sprinkled through, you know. I said it before, it's kind of, this time around, I tried to get rid of the idea of using, like, genre influences and, like, time period influences like I have in the past when, you know, I've written songs and I was like, all right, I really want this to sound 90s, I really want, you know, whatever.
Right.
This time it was really more, in the writing process and in the creative process, it was really more like figuring out the best elements of what we used to do and,
okay.
and kind of tapping into all of those things. And so you get this really cool mix. Like, it definitely has some pop on there. You know, I'd say it's a pop rock record overall, but there's, you know, we have these pounding songs as well that are, that harken back to, like, you know, the pop punk days for sure. Mm-hmm. And it's this really cool blend. You get the old and the new in a really nice package, I think.
I can just, like, when you're speaking about it, like, I can just envision you smiling. Like, you seem fucking stoked on this, dude. Like,
I'm proud of
you
it,
got
man.
Fucking
we're
new
all...
music, man. Hell yeah, dude. Props,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, we're all really psyched on it, man. It's gonna be a fun year.
Now, as far as lyrics, like, are you angry in them, or are you just, is it just, you know, all over the place?
It's a mix, you know. There's cool. a lot of there is some disdain and a little bit of bitterness in some of the lyrics and some of the songs, but at the same time, there's also a lot of resolution and a lot of resolve and like, you know, powering through the bullshit and trying to fix the situation. That's always kind of what this band's been about. It's not really about dwelling on the negative. It's more about pushing through and finding the good in the shit that does happen to you.
One more question on the album, and then we can, you know, I think we've exhausted everything about it. I've been one of the biggest proponents and supporters of Too Much. I know how much crap you got for, like, a song like that, but I support the shit out of it, man. I was your biggest supporter of that song.
Anything
like that on this? Like, are we using, like, you know, crazy tones and all sorts of, like, whatever, how to describe that song?
I actually, to be completely honest.
Okay.
We got away from a lot of that stuff because, you know, we've done it now. We have those songs and they're there. I think this one was really more about getting back to the rock and roll of things, you know, two guitars, bass and drums. That was a really important thing to us.
What have you been doing while you've been home?
Oh, dude, playing so much Skyrim and just masturbating all the time.
Sweet, so you got that going for you. Now, are you? Will you be joining my fantasy football league this year?
I would love to, man.
Perfect.
I would love to.
So we got that going for us. Anything else that's going on? Warped Tour is going to be nuts. Did you guys ever do Warped in a van back in the day, or no?
We've never done, like, a long period of it in a van, but the first time that we did it in 06, Eric Tobin at Hopeless Records, I'm sure you're familiar with
yeah.
him, booked us on a 2 weeks of it or something like that. And that was, I will say, it was probably the most miserable 2 weeks of our lives.
People don't understand. At least now there's, like, so many opportunities for younger bands to, like, you know, share buses, especially with all, like, the organizations, like Music Saved Live and all that stuff. But Warped in a van, dude, especially with you guys, you fucking waste over there. I can only imagine what that van was like, dude.
Dude, it was brutal, man. And, like, it was back in the day, too. Like, I think Keith was out with us because he, like, wanted to go through the brutalness of it with us. So, like, we had our manager out in the front seat with us, miserable as hell, like, yelling at us to set up our merch tent every day. Like, we were so green. Like, we didn't know what the hell we were doing. It was our first, like, real tour when we were signed and everything. So, it was brutal, dude. I definitely remember, like, not sleeping for a week straight.
Which it tends to happen. Listen, the Warped Tour this time is going to be nuts. I'm really excited for, first of all, are you going to be touring in the fall? Do we know, like, obviously, like, a promotional period type shit, or what?
For sure. I mean, we're going to be touring this entire year. Like, okay. Now that the record's done and hopefully coming out this year, it's going to be madness. We will be on the road constantly, I think.
You haven't signed with anybody new yet, as far as worries out there.
No, nothing to state yet.
Okay.
But, I think we're, you know, it'll be known to the world soon.
Okay. All right. So maybe you did, yeah. But do you think people will be happy with the choice?
I hope so. I mean, I don't exactly know where we're at yet. Like, there's nothing official.
Right.
But, you know, I think the options that we have are really strong and really awesome, and we're really happy with where everything's at.
So you guys will be back on the road. I can't wait to see, especially the thing with Warped is obviously there's no Jeff Maker, which it's a shame because
it's a damn shame because that dude is the man, and he's super talented.
And I want to see Reckless and the Brave with fucking lights, dude.
Yeah, it's you gotta wait for the fall for that one, but it's definitely in the works. You know, I think when we finally get this record out and are playing a lot of new songs, they lend themselves well to the live show for sure.
My ringback tone was Call Me Maybe because I'm trying to get everything I possibly can get as far as chicks. Do you think that'll work?
I heard it, dude. When I called you the first time, I was like jamming in my room. It was awesome.
So hopefully that'll work out for me. And listen, man, you've always been a supporter of me. Thank you so much. Tell everybody I said what up. And anything else you want to say to everybody out there, dude?
Just hello and I love you. Everybody listening.
Dude,
I can't wait to see your beautiful faces this summer.
It's all starting to happen again. The DIY friendliness, the DIY orientedness, all time low, dude. Hell yeah.
Here we go. Getting back to the roots.
If you don't know, now you do know. If I had, my dad tells me I have no friends, but if I had a best friend, it would be Alex. There you go.
Yes.
Perfect. Alex, all time low. Ballin'.